Unit 4, Wall of Silence. New job, new challenge. My second job in Japan was at a girls' technical high and junior high school. I was employed as an English conversation teacher. Since I had no teaching degree and no experience to boot, I was employed under the title of lecturer. I was expected to write the syllabus myself, and I was given no training. I really had no clue what I was doing. I had between 1 and 3 classes daily. The first and third year kids had 1 class a week. The second years had 3, to prepare them for 3 months' stay in Australia. The class sizes were between 35 to 40. It was a lot, and it was difficult to keep on top of who was coping and who wasn't. For the most part, the kids were well behaved. Cultural ignorance. My main problem was establishing rapport with the kids, and cultural ignorance was my enemy in that regard. I didn't know that Japanese kids are used to sitting in class and writing notes. They are rarely required to answer questions in front of the class. They may also be reluctant to disagree, since that's considered bad manners in usual conversation. So in that sense, English is quite alien. We argue, disagree, contradict, and that's fun. For the Japanese, though, it's contrary to a lifetime of implicit understanding about courtesy and maintaining harmony within relationships. So asking a controversial question of any group doesn't usually result in lively debate, but rather in awkward silence. I didn't know that, and my teaching style was initially inappropriate as a result.